The Little Refugee, read by Bill Laws, with thanks to Stuart Dove. Music by Branchline. As the war got underway, the Great Western Railway was pressed into service, not only delivering soldiers to the front line, but bringing Belgian refugees back to Britain. Plucky Belgium, as the newspapers dubbed it, had been overrun by Germany, and 250,000 refugees sought sanctuary over here. It would be the largest influx of refugees ever. The local Member of Parliament, Captain Archer Clive, wrote to Hereford's Mayor Greenland, warning him to expect 15 Belgian civilians of the better class of refugees within a week. 30 refugees arrived in October, including one poor widow who, according to the Hereford Times, had not only lost her husband, but witnessed a German shoot her mother-in-law. The territorial hall in Lebri was set aside for refugees, and when 50 wounded Belgian soldiers, dressed in their best blue uniforms, arrived from Cardiff at Bars Court Station, they were driven to the Hereford Hospital through streets lined with cheering crowds. However, at least one newspaper correspondent wondered if the refugees might not undertake some unpaid work in return for their keep. That upset another correspondent, who demanded that English jobs be reserved for English people, and it was left to the War Refugee Committee to offer guidance and recommend that the guests be given only gifts, charity, and odd jobs. In the autumn of 1916, at least one Belgian refugee, a Professor Stoofs, was making himself useful, offering French and Flemish-speaking lessons to Herefordshire soldiers heading for France and the front. The Belgians continued to arrive. One party included a black toddler, Irene Stewart, affectionately known as the Little Refugee. The four-month-old arrived with her mother Charlotte and a Belgian family, the Verbecks, in 1915, aboard a coal boat. Charlotte explained that her husband, a black soldier, had been killed at the Battle of Namur. She also explained she needed to find work. After a spell in a house at 88 Bath Street, Hereford, Irene was placed in a Malvern hostel, and Charlotte disappeared, ostensibly to find work. Irene fared better. Adopted by a kindly couple, George and Anne Bishop, and frequently admired by passers-by, who included Edward Elgar and George Bernard Shaw, little Irene thrived. In time, she would grow up, marry, and live a long and happy life.